This thing hardly grips. I don't know why. It's like very, very loose.
It'll depend on the stender.
Well?
Depends on the stender.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sai. So let's have a look at our Tovkuf Chof Zayim. We've learnt that Chazal made a gezeira that we shouldn't cook from Yontif to Yontif or from Yontif to Shabbos because they were worried that people will cook from Yontif to Chol. But if you start work, you start your preparations on Chol HaMoed and you make an Erev Tavshilin, then people will realize that it's strict about, you know, you can't even prepare from Yontif to Shabbos because without an Erev Tavshilin and without starting your preparations on the Wednesday, and therefore people will know and realize that they can't cook certainly on Yontif for Chol. So, but L'Choya, there are other ways around it. Surely there are other ways around it. Anybody who's learnt over the years, learnt Masechtas Bei on this sort of thing, there's one possibility of being Marbe Bishurin, which would mean that I would cook on Yom Tov, and I would put more in the pot than I need. So I need 5 pieces of chicken for this particular meal, and I'll put 10 pieces of chicken in the pot. It's the same melocha. I'm going to put a pot on the flame, and the flame is going to cook the meat. So maybe I could get around it with not having an Erev Tavshilin, but building, but putting, being Marbe Bishviloi. That's one thing that we've heard. An expression, Marbe Bishviloi, is an expression that we've heard that you put more in than you actually need. You've already pressed 5. Yeah. And then there's another possibility, which is the question of Shema Yikla Orchim, which is, again, something that we hear from time to time, and that is that I'm allowed to prepare food on Yom Tov because visitors might turn up, and I want to be mechabed them with food. So I would say that, let's say, after lunch on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, I'm going to cook a pot of food. Now, in mind, really, is because I need food for Shabbos and I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. On the other hand, I might be able to argue that I need to have food available because visitors might arrive and they might be hungry and they might say, you know, I might say, well, I've got a pot of soup on the flame, and they'll say, oh, that would be very nice. And I had it once, actually. We did actually have Shemi Yikla Orchim when somebody's sukkah collapsed. So the sukkah collapsed and they came over, and we were unprepared. I mean, you know, they came over and they said, you know, our sukkah fell down, the roof caved in, and they came to eat with us, and we managed. But you can occasionally have unexpected guests, and therefore will a person be able to say, I'm going to cook extra just in case, or I'm going to cook just in case visitors come, or in case I need more than I planned.
If you live in town, we can all potentially have a guest.
Yes, we can all potentially have a guest. You might turn up at my door on Yom Tov, and say, Moshe, come in, and I'll give you something to eat. Right? So therefore, okay. So says Shulchan Aruch. Let's have a look at Shulchan Aruch. This is Siman Tov Kuf Chof Zayin, which is at the end of Chelek Dalet in your Mishnah Berurah. So it says as follows: Yom Tov Shechol Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, which Amir Hashem will be next week. The second day Yom Tov is Friday. Yeah, Lo Yavashu B'Tchila L'Tzorech Shabbos B'Gdeiro B'Fnei Atzmo. You cannot put on a flame. You cannot put on a flame a pot just for Shabbos. So let's say Shabbos morning, person eats chulant. So he wants to make a chulant on Friday afternoon for, especially for Shabbos, like he does every week. But today is Yom Tov, and it's a separate pot, and it's Shabbos food. Says the Mechaber, you can't cook a separate dish for Shabbos. Why? As we learnt last week, min haTorah it would be mutter. Midrabbanon, Chazal were worried that if we allow you to cook on Friday for Shabbos, then you'll cook on Friday for Chol as well. Yeah, you'll say, I've got spare time, and I'm allowed to cook from one to the other. Yeah, so you can't. Says the Mechaber though, Avol, Mevashel hu kamo kaderes liyomtev. But you can put on more than you need for Yom Tov itself. In other words, to put on a chulant, which is Shabbos morning food, that I can't put on, because that's nikkur that what I'm doing is for Shabbos. But to put on, let's say, I need on Friday morning, the lady is cooking chicken for the Yom Tov meal. Yeah, so she's going to cook more chicken than she needs. She's going to be Marbe Bishurim. So instead of 10 pieces of chicken in the pot, there are going to be 15 pieces of chicken in the pot. And he says, even more than that, you could put on 2 pots. And you could have five in one pot and five in the other pot. And I need five, and I'm planning on five for this Yom Tov meal. Afal Piked, because it's Erev Shabbos, and this is without an Erev Tavshilin, I'm going to put on more. I'm going to put on a second pot with another five pieces of chicken, yeah, for Yom Tov. I'm going to cook for Yom Tov, but there will be extra for Shabbos as well. Says the Watskor, says the Mechaber L'Choyra, I'm a Vashu Kama Kadeus the Yom Tov. You can put on a few pots for your Yom Tov meal, yeah, Bim Hoise Hoise the Shabbos, and what's left over would be good for Shabbos. That's without an Erev. Yeah? B'li'ed, and tomorrow will continue. That's without Erev Tavshilin. Right? I'll be in Marbe B'shurin. I'm putting on extra. I couldn't put on a separate pot for Shabbos, but I could put on extra for Yom Tov, and what's left over could be for Shabbos. We'll learn B'li'ed of the Dinim, or the details, in the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll go on to the next stage, which is, and what happens if I made an Erev Tavshilin? But this, so far, the Mechaber was speaking about was without Erev Tavshilin.
Started at the Torahway in Northwest London, Monday, Hay Nissen, 23rd of March. Rabbi Yitzchok Firstone, Shlita of Rosh Chabur at Golders Green Kodel, Haggadah Shel Pesach. This week's Torah been sponsored by Nishmas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Ben Reb Zeiv, Altus Zvon Levrocho, and our esteemed founder, Reb Yosef Dov Ben Shimon Chol Tzvi, Zichrono Levrocho.
Start Haggadah every year with the famous introduction, Holach Ma'anya Diachola of a son of Arda Mitzrayim. Holach Ma'anya is written slightly differently than Haggadah. It's written in Aramaic, Lashon Aramis, and the rest of Haggadah is written in Lashon HaKodesh. In the Pashtus, it's written in Aramaic, very shortened in it, but the Holach Ma'anya was added to the Haggadah at a later stage. The Nusach of Haggadah we have is mainly from the Mishnah. We already find in the Mishnah, Mishnayos and Psochim, being the Nusach of Haggadah. Whereas Holach Ma'anya was written in the time of Amoraim. It was written in the time of Golis, in the time of Amoraim, at a later stage. And there, the language spoken was Aramaic, perhaps as a distinction they added to an Aramaic, or perhaps various other reasons we'll see. Or Baal Kapon was added to Haggadah at a later stage. Interesting, the Maisa Hashem says the tachlis of the Holach Ma'anya. The Holach Ma'anya is an intriguing piece because it has in it three sentences. The first sentence speaks about the lechem oini, the acholav son of Arad Mitzrayim. The second sentence seems to invite guests. We'll see there's various pshatim called dichman yesev yechel, called ditzrich yesev yivsoch. And the third sentence seems to be either tefillah or proclamation. Hashan abo ba'arad Yisrael, Hashan abo b'nei chayrin. It seems to be some type of tefillah or some type of hope for the future, the days will get better. Now, there's various different pshatim in how to connect these three in Yonim. I don't want to go through all of them. I'd like to pick a couple of them. And how to, and this will answer perhaps why this piece is in Aramaic. The Maaseh Hashem says, a goes to Chiddush. The Maaseh Hashem says, that the tachlis of Holach Ma'anya is a very interesting pshat. The Pasuk says, Im le'ales Yerushalayim al reish simchasi. Every single simcha, you have to mention of Geula and Golas in Yerushalayim. We find every chasna, we break a cup. Im le'alis shalom yishchaz, every vault, we break a plate. Zok the Haggadah, the Leil of Pesach is a moed of simcha. Leil is Kaddish Chag, is a man of simcha. Im le'alis Yerushalayim, arish simchasi, the tachis of Holach Ma'anya is to remember the days of Yerushalayim, the days of yore, the days of old, and the hope of the future. Where is the mentioning of Yerushalayim? So he says, Be'emes, in the days of the Yerushalayim, in the days of the Samikdash, it would have been possible to invite guests at such a late stage. The halacha is, the Korban Pesach has to be brought l'menuyov. The Korban Pesach has to be brought for people who have dafka appointed in the Korban Pesach. It's got to be first before you actually shech the Korban Pesach. You have to know exactly who's on the Korban Pesach. Shech to shalei l'menuyov. If you shech the Korban Pesach, if anyone is not on the list, it's possible, upon Korban Pesach is possible. And now we're standing up and we're saying, Kodichman Yesev Yesev Yechel, Koditzach Yesev Yivsach. We're inviting guests. Another question, why it's such a late stage? Abal Gabonim, So we mentioned, says the Ma'aseh Hashem, which is only possible nowadays because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's Halach Ma'anya, we're still in the situation of Lach Lechem Oini, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can invite guests. But Be'etzim L'Asid Lovai, we don't have to invite guests. So we're mentioning, in other words, the Inyan of the Golus, of the difficulties that we're having nowadays, and that's brought up with the fact that we can still invite guests. Whereas when Yishlaim comes, we only invite guests, and that's the Inyan of Menealis Yishlaim, Arish Simchasi. That's the, and we're asking Taka the Benjamin to bring Mashiach. That's the Ma'aseh Hashem's Pshat. Al Kaponim, the vote of Halach Ma'anya is to start the Seidoth according to him, with the Alish Yishlaim, to remember the ideas of Golus. I'm going to try and explain a bit what the idea is, to mention the idea of Golus on this night of Pesach. Another very famous Pshat in Halach Ma'anya, which Be'emes Nechidah, is two Pshat which Nechidah puts together. Many say this Pshat, I saw the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says, Pasuk state, we say it in Avtaira, Tziyon B'mishpat Tipada, V'shaveha B'tztoka. Tziyon, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Yishlaim will be rebuilt, V'shaveha B'tztoka, due to Tztoka, the Rebbeinu, the Klal Yisrael give, that's his chus for the Geula. So since we said, Kol Dich Ben Yeseh V'yechel, Kol Ditzich Yeseh V'yeseh, we invited the poor and the needy to the Seder, in Memeila, we can ask, Hashanah Bob Ardi, Yisrael, Hashanah Bob Benei Chayin, we can ask for the Geula. Since we're Mekayim, the Tziyon, B'mishpat Tepodah, V'shaveha B'tztoka, we can therefore continue to ask, Hashanah Bob Ardi, Yisrael, Hashanah Bob Benei Chayin. That's one very famous Pshat, said various different Nuschois, lots of different Mefarshim, but the concept is the same, that through Tztoka, the Beis HaMikdash will be built. There's a second Pshat, also in the same similar vein, which is not so well known. The Pasuk says in Eicha, Golsa Yehuda Me'oini. Yehuda went to the Golas Yuta Oini. Me'oini, from affliction. The Medrash dashes, Golsa Yehuda Me'oini, but one of the reasons why I went into the Golas was because we were makbed on lechem oini. Golsa Yehuda Me'oini, due to lechem oini, due to the union of chometz and matzah, which we weren't so nizah with, we weren't so careful with, therefore that was the sibba, that was the reason why we went into the Golas. So Yishlit HaMedrash in Eicha, on the Pasuk, Golsa Yehuda Me'oini Me'rev Aveda. State in Shibayli Haleket, Shibayli was one of the Rishonim in the days of the Baratosis. Shibayli Haleket says that since this is mentioned in the Medrash, Gol Yehuda Me'oini, we pick up the mat at the beginning of the Seder and we tell our children, and he says, we say to Noshan Aramis to warn them this was the Sibba where we went to the Golas, and the fact we weren't careful with this mitzvah was the reason why we end up being in Golas at the moment. So, Ha'olach Ma'anya, the Achol Avasana Bahar de Mitzrayim, we're showing our children that this Lechem Oini, we are careful with this. We are being nizah with this Lechem Oini. And we're telling it in their language to bring it out, how careful we are with the Inyan of Pesach, the Inyan of Matzah, the Inyan of Chametz. And b'schus that we ask the Rebbeinu Shlom, we have a tefillah, Lashon Haba Ba'ad Yisrael, Lashon Haba B'nei Chayrin. Because we are careful nowadays with Lechem Oini, we are asking as a schus that the Golas should end, and we should end up with Yerushalayim, HaKadosh, in other words, being to be Mekayim, to be Zeicha to the Geula. Since we were marked with the Lechem Oini, which we originally weren't, we now have a schus to ask for the Geula. The Simchus HaRegel, the Chidah, puts both Peshotim together. He says, as we mentioned before, that one of the reasons why we can go into, we can ask for Geula is, Meshaveh B'tztoka, for Tztoka. We also mentioned, Halach Ma'anya De'achal Avasana, that is Lechem Oini. We're in Geula, due to Lechem Oini. So we bring both Ketoyim together. Halach Ma'anya De'achal Avasana Ba'ar De Mitzrayim. Number one, we are careful with this Lechem Oini. We are careful with it. We're not being nichshel in lechem oini like our forefathers did. And kol dich ben yeseh v'yechel, we're now inviting guests. We're careful with tztoka. But if we're both pshatim together, the tzira for both reasons why we weren't zeicha to go, why we weren't zeicha good till now, and why we will be zeicha to go in the future, we're asking the Rebbeinu Shlom, Hashanah Haba Ba'ad Yisrael, Hashanah Haba Benei Chayin. In other words, these are the two reasons. Once again, you bring up the Ma'aseh Hashem again at the beginning of the Haggadah. We're mentioning a sibba why we're not in God. We're not in Yerushalayim. We weren't zeicha because we end up eating lechem oini, and we end up in chometz chas v'shalom, and we weren't so much with the lechem oini, and also because maybe we weren't so careful with tztoka, we're not with chaveiro. B'schus those two inyanim, sai the halach v'anya the achola v'asana ba'ar de mitzrayim, and sai because of the kol dich v'nyeis v'yechal, we now ask the Rebbeinu Shem l'shana ba ba'ar de Yisrael, l'shana ba b'nei chayin, we should be zeicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Shemayel Lekker says the reason why it says in Aramis is because it's such an important point to bring out to our children. The reason why we are in Golas at the moment. So we say to Noshan Aramis for them to understand. He also brings out another Pshat Asol Brodan was that Tefillah, We don't, the last bit, we change the Lashon. We say, Lashon HaBa Ba'ar Di Yisrael, Lashon HaBa B'nei Chayin, and Lashon HaKadosh. So why did they change Lashon HaBa B'nei Chayin? So he says the same idea again. Since this is a tefillah for the future, that we should be zeichet to end up being in to be zeichet to the Geula, so tefillah, as we know, Malachim don't understand Lashon HaRamis. Malachim don't understand Lashon HaRamis. It's hard to bring for them to bring up the tefillah. Sometimes the tefillah don't go straight to the Rebbeinu. They need Malachim to help. For the tefillah. I said most of our tefillah is various kashas. There's various other bits of tefillah we say in Lashon HaRamis. But generally speaking, tefillah is in Lashon HaKadosh. So we end up Lashon HaBa B'nei Chayin in Lashon HaKadosh. Since such an important tefillah, we want the Malachim to help us and to bring up the tefillah to the Rebbeinu. These are all different pshatim in Halach Ma'anya. Perhaps Mechudosh. Others say Faket. Others say that Halach Ma'anya said in Lashon HaRamis. Malachim shouldn't be mekatrig. We started such a night of avoda. We don't know malachim be mekatrig. But the Shpeilek says put faket. He's Lashon HaBa B'nei Chayin. He said Lashon HaKadosh. In all the malachim should help bring up this tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We mal the tefillah like many of our other tefillahs. I said Lashon HaKadosh, which the malachim understand, whereas Lashon HaRamis is something malachim don't understand. The famous Maisa, which is related to this inyan, Golsu Yehuda Me'oni. He said due to Oni, he didn't end up being in Golus. There's a famous Maisa, which brings up the point a little bit. The connection of Golus, the union of Chometz. There was a mice in the days of Yosef Shalnafenson, who was the Rav of Lvov, Lemberg. A Yid had dealings with a certain guy and had a business meeting at Chol HaMoed Pesach. He dealt in actually in mead. Mead is a honey drink, some type of alcoholic beverage, mead. He went to the guy and he had a meeting. And at the meeting, due to a long business meeting, he forgot it was Pesach. And the guy brought up some beer. Chas v'shalom, he ended up drinking beer on Chol HaMoed Pesach at the meeting. I think the Maaseh goes at the end of the meeting, he picked up his shtrama, put it on his head, and he went, hey, it's Chol HaMoed. Totally forgot it was Chol HaMoed Pesach. And he drank a cup of beer on Chol HaMoed Pesach. But the Nishkus was satan, he was very shocked with himself, having a cup of beer on Chol HaMoed Pesach. He went out to the Rav of Lvov, the Lemberger Rav, Rav Yosef Shalnathans, and he asked him what to do. And he wanted a tikkun tshuva for his avera b'shoyge. And Rabbi Yosef Shol told him he doesn't know. He asked me if he ever travels to one of the tzaddiki adoy. If he ever goes, he should ask the tzaddiki adoy. He says, actually, he's a chassid of the Belzer, Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe was Rishiel of Belzer. He was in the middle of Belzer Rebbe, the second Belzer Rebbe. And he said, Rabbi Yosef Shol told him, next time you're in Belz, you should ask the Belzer Rebbe a kapora for your avera. The kid said, he went to Belz. He was actually going to Belz for the second half of Yom Tov. He was a Belzer second half of Yom Tov. The first thing he did was he went to the Belzer Rebbe at the time, and he asked the Belzer Rebbe for a kapora for his chet b'shoygig. And the Belzer Rebbe said, think about it, he'll get back to him. On Motzei Pesach, the Belzer Rebbe called him in and said he's thought about it and he thinks he should move, he should leave his village, leave his town where he's from, leave Lemberg, and move to Eretz Yisrael. And then moving to Eretz Yisrael will be a takana for what he did. He didn't ignore his Rebbe's words. Taka Motzei Pesach, he goes back to Lemberg. He goes with Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzen, who was the Rav of Lemberg, and he tells Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzen, and that's it. He's moving from town. He's moving to Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yosef Shol was wondering where the Makor of those Rebbe is. What Shaychus has it got? This inyan of moving to Eretz Yisrael with having a cup of beer and Chol HaMoed Pesach and Hecha Tesa, one is a tikkun for the other. After thinking, he remembered. He'd heard from Hashem the Vilna Gaon. Sometimes I say the Vilna Gaon he'd heard. In the Pasuk, regarding eating chometz on Pesach, the Pasuk says, Ki chal eichet chometz, v'nichrasa nefesh ahi me'ameo. And the v'nichrasa, regarding Ki chal eichet chometz, is a different trop than usual. Ki chal eichet chometz, v'nichrasa, is lashon gershayim. It's saying, apparently, I didn't check up all the pages, maybe Mr. Joseph was telling us, isn't there another v'nichrasa in the Torah? One more? Where's the other one?
It's connected with this because.
Also. Okay, so I don't know. So the way I saw my school was there isn't another one, but I wasn't sure. But he says that it's very rare to have a venichasa with a gershaim on it. He said, what's the point of gershaim? Says the Vilna Gaon. Gershaim is Lashon of Girush, is a Lashon of Golus. The Vilna Gaon says, since Golsa Yehuda Me'oini, Yidin went into Golus because they were over Chometz, the Yonah Pesach, the Yonah Chometz and Pesach, due to they weren't Makayim, the Lechem Oini. So you see, the source is in that medrash that we just brought down. In other words, the source that Golus is mechaper on Holach Ma'anyo, on the not being nizen lechem oini, is to go. The tikkun is to go into Golus. The Rebbeinu sent us into Golus because we weren't mekayim the inyan of lechem oini. So in Barzoi, that's the Gershayim, that's the Lashon of Girish. Barzoi said, if you go to Tzisrael, you it's an easy go. I mean, easy knowledge may be easier, a little bit harder. But I point to go into Golas from your town, that'll be Machap on the Inyan of not being Nizan Lechem Boini on Pesach. Al-Gabonim, that's a Maisa related to this Pshat. But Rishonim say the Pshat is Holach Mani, the Achol HaVasana Ba'adim, and so on, Kodich Ben Yosef Yechel is, we're asking the Rishonim, since we are Mekar Ninyan of Lechem Boini, we have a Zchus, we have a Zchus Tavir, we have a Zchus Bakosh, we've been Vakish Ben Rishonim Shleilam, the Takik, the Shona Abo, the Ardi Yisrael, the Shona Abo, the Nei Chayin. And the way the Chidah says is two, we ask him for two reasons. One reason because we're Mekar Mitzvah of Tztoka, but Tztoka Perik, and the Shavar Bit Tztoka. And the second reason is because of the Mekar for the Lechem Oini, therefore we can demand, we can ask, we can be Mavakish, the Shona Abo Ba'ad Yisrael, the Shona Abo B'nei Chayin. The Chasm Seifis is a Pshat in Santa Pshat. The Chasm Seifis says, Emes, very well known, the union of the Golas in Mitzrayim, there was two Golas. There was a Golas Aguf and a Golas HaNefesh. Emes, the Golas HaNefesh was even stronger than the Golas Aguf. A Golas Aguf, a person can be physically in shackles, physically working for somebody else, but his mind and his amunah, his betoch can be steadfast with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. In Mitzrayim, there was the union of Golas Aguf and the Golas HaNeshama as well. That was the main. Mishabodim union of Farab in Mitzrayim. We are Avodim and Mishabodim. Chasm Sofer says Halach Ma'anya the Achol Avasana Ba'arad Mitzrayim. He says at both points. He says there was the Halach Ma'anya, which is the Golas Aguf, and Ba'arad Mitzrayim, the Achol Avasana Ba'arad Mitzrayim is the Golas Haneshama, the Golas Hanefesh. And he finishes off Lashon Haba B'nei Chayrin, Lashon Haba Ba'arad Yisrael, Hashata Avda Lashon Haba B'nei Chayrin, Hashata Hocha, sorry, Lashon Haba Ba'arad Yisrael, Hashata Avda Lashon Haba B'nei Chayrin. He says Hashata Hocha is the Golas Aguf, Hashata Avda is the Golas HaNeshama. Why is Hashata Avda the Golas HaNeshama? Because even when we do serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam, we very often serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam, we take Hechrech, we're forced into it, Avodim. You know, the Avda is not so much the servitude to mankind, the Avda is even the servant to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, is in a way of Avdas. We want to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam in a way of B'nei Chayrin, in a way that we want to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Very often a person goes to Avdas and he learns, and he does Avodas Hashem, because he feels he has to. About this Madrega here, a person has to force himself to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam. But there's two minds, the mind of Eved, and there's a mind of Ben. There's a mind of serving the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Avdus, and there's a mind of the serving of the Bonim, and the Rotsim, and the Avdus of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Hashata Avda, Lashon Haba, B'nei Chayrin. We are Hocha, but we're also Avda. And we're asking the Rebbeinu Shleilam to serve him in a way of B'nei Chayrin. I'll come back to a little bit soon. But in the Haggadah later, the Baal Haggadah says, it's a beautiful Peshat, in the beginning we serve the Avodah Zarah. Where do we see Mitchila Ovda Avodah Zarah Hoy Aveseinu? So Baal HaGadol says, Terech Avi Avram, Avi Nochay. We see Terech, the father of Avram, the father of Nochay. Ve'yavdu Elhim Achirim, they served other gods. Ve'ekech Zavichim is Avram Eiv Anov, Ve'odich Yitzvach Neretz Kanam, and so on and so forth. And then it's that part of the HaGadol, the Gemara brings the Machlei Kazirav and Shmuel, the Gemara Psochim, Maschil Begnus and Messiah and Beshvach. One of the ways of Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim is, one of the differences between Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim and Pesach to the whole year, is Maschal B'Gnusa Mitzrayim B'Shvach. We begin with the low point of Klal Yisrael, end up with the Shvach. And Shmuel holds that the Gnusa and the Shvach is, the Rochnis take a Gnusa and the Shvach. The Ibda Avodazor HaYavisenu, Ve'ashab Kavona Amokim Navodosei. We become both. We become Avodamin al-Far B'Mitzrayim, which is the Gashmis take a Gnusa and Shvach. And we go on also to speak about the Rochnis, take a Mitzchir Avodazor HaYavisenu, Ashab Amokim Navodosei. The kasha on this point is, which is related to what we're just saying, the kasha is we bring in here, who's the Aveseinu here? Tchila Oiv Dabay Nizor, Hoya Aveseinu. And we generally know, Ain Aves Ara Shleisha, we normally Aves, we only go back to Avraham. The Baal HaGadol says the Aveseinu was Terach. Terach Avi Avram, Avi Nochay. We don't mention Avram's Avodah Zarah so much, we go back to Terach Avi Avram, Avi Nochay. Ekech Zavicha, we took Avram out. On Mitchila Oiv David Zarah, rather the Ram to a certain time, was Oiv David Zarah, perhaps one of the Midrashim say at three already, he was already Hukah Hikkez Bayre. About upon him, the Pashat of the God is Terach Avi Avram, Avi Nochay. Where is this Terach?
It's
40. Once it's 48, once it's 40, once it's 3. The Balagod doesn't bring out so much Avram Avinu. Balagod brings out Terech Avi Avram Avinochay. You're passionate, you know, Nagoda. It's the Terech Avi Avram Avinochay. He's the Avda Avedizor Hoy Aviseinu. I said, it's not to call him Terech Aviseinu number one. And that's the Gnus that Terech Avedizor Pashas Avram was Hikes by Meatsmoy. It's a Shvach. Where's the grace of Gnus Mitchela? So I saw brought down David Cohen, was like Zunter Schneik from Heaven, was there a Shane of Shat. If you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, I thought you were going to say the Rambam. When you said the Rambam, I thought you were going to quote the Rosh out. But the Rambam, the Chil Avodah Zarah, says Ashenazach. Ashenazach. He says it's a the hair. So. Right at the beginning of the Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says, goes through the whole Ishtalshadus, goes through the whole event of how Avodah Zarah came into being, and how Avodah Zarah was eradicated from Klal Yisrael. The Rambam says, May Enosh, the days of Enosh, Tov, when the Adam Tov's Gedayla. Avodah Zarah started in the days of Enosh. Look at the whole Rambam here. And the Rambam says, Enosh himself was one of the Toyim. Omru Hoyel, Vakil Baruch, Kechavim Eilu, Galgalim, Lahanik, Soilam. The Rebbein Shem created stars and various constellations to lead the world. There's various nature put into the stars and the constellations. A series of events can be forecasted by the stars. Venostim, Bamorim, Macholik, and Makovit. The Rebbein Shem gave them Makovit. And then the Shamsham of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, they serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Ru'uyim him l'shamcham, u'nefayram, v'lachnikam kovit. People thought that perhaps it's the rotten of the Rebbeinu Shleilam to serve the way the Zohar. It's a very interesting Rambam, because we find very often, Grace mentioned, serve the way the Zohar in Tanakh. And they thought that as if you have to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam, you have to serve the Shamoshim, the servants of the Rebbeinu Shleilam as well. K'moy shamelech reitzel achabid avodov, v'im dem lefanov. And the Rambam says the Shtalshlas was, it evolutes a little bit. Kimish Oladova as Libam. Once this Kengeshir Libnes, the Kechav Hechalais, they built various temples for the stars and further and further. And they also, that was the Rosal of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Until Rebbeinu Shleilam fell out, they believed that this was the Taches Vazich. The Kimish Orcha Yom, I'm going to get them very bekitza. Nishtaka Hashem Anichbot. Now the Rambam starts off saying, he says this was done with the Enosh, and this has continued all the way down to Chanoich. He said, there were always people though, who fought Avodah Zarah. There was Chanoich, there was Mr. Shelach. And he said, the last one was, until Avram Avinu was born, and he brought the Ram Amar, he said, Avram Avinu was brought up between Ba'al and Avodah Zarah, Va'ovi v'imen atzalterach, v'cholam eidun v'Avodah Zarah, v'huya eivu d'imoyen, he took a servant of the Ram Amar to the later stage in his life, and he sat him in his mispoinen, in the gardens of the Rebbeinu Shalom, till he came out that Avodah Zarah was false, and he broke all Avodah Zarah, all things we know. And he left, he now said, Yotzal Acharon, he was saved from the Kibshon Eish, and he set up a movement to serve the Rebbeinu Shleim himself. And Behem Anshe Beis Avram, reading a very, those who want to look at the Barich, see the whole first parak of the Rambam in Avodah Zarah. And he says, Vahidir li Yitzhak Benoi, this movement he taught Yitzhak Benoi, Vahid is Yamuna. Vahyeshev Yitzhak Melamed Omachse, Vahyitzhak told to Yaakov, Vahib de Levi, and Yaakov separated Levi, and they all kept mitzvahs Avram. But Tziva is Bonov, Bibnei Levi, Mamuna Acha Mamuna. The Bnei Levi they had, they appointed Mamisha Mamuna Acha Mamuna that this movement should continue. Kadeshle Yishtake Chalimut. This continued growing of Bnei Yaakov, of a Gluim, of a Nilvamaleim, but Nasabayim Umashi Yidas Hashem, Acha Orcha Yomini Yisol Bimitzrayim, till they went out to Mitzrayim, Bechozu Lilmud Maseim Belava the way the Zor Kamaisam. And the Mitzrayim, they went back to serving Avodah Zarah like the original generation. Sometimes we don't always bring this out so much. In Mitzrayim, the problem with Mitzrayim was that the whole limud, the whole foundations that Avram built up and gave it to Yitzchak, gave it to Yaakov, gave it to Levi, who gave it to Mamuna Acha Mamuna, the Bnei Levi, but those who kept steadfast in the worship in Mitzrayim, but slowly by showing amongst Klal Yisrael, it started weakening. But now with Avodah Zarah comes, we say in the Gemara, everyone knows the famous Gemara, Halolo Avodah Zarah, Halolo Avodah Zarah. When they came to Yam Suf, there was a kitruk. They're both serving Avodah Zarah. The Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael, fell in his arrows. They didn't fall in Mitzrayim. And Shleshinu Shemam Levushim Moshem. Various things they kept very strong. And Avodah Zarah was a weak point in Mitzrayim. That Klal Yisrael fell into Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says, "Roshim the Kemat Kot Hoyo Ha'Ika Hoyo." It was Kemat over, but Ika Sheshosel Avram Neka. The foundations of Avram was planted. Neka was uprooted. V'Chozru Ben Yaakov L'Toyu Sa'amim V'Toyosam. And Ben Yaakov went back to the original days. So where did they go back? They went back to Terach days, Bekitza. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim went back to Terach days. So the Kohen Zeir Shein. Mitchila oiv da voida zor hoy ave seinu va ashkan amok zot ave seinu of terach. Ave seinu ze mitzrayim. Mitzrayim itself went back to pre Avraham days. We went to terach days. As mitchila oiv da voida zor hoy ave seinu va ashkan kavon amok im ave dosay. Mitzrayim itself was a return to terach days. This is the kasha's answer. It's not ave seinu terach. It's ave seinu mitzrayim who have returned to the matzav of pre terach days. Kimish and the stab of Moshe Rabbeinu, he sees Mitzrayim caused the Torah to be given in the Nevuah of Moshe, which brought us back to Avdus Hashem again. That's what Achshav Kevona Amokim La'avei Dase. Al Kaponim, he starts off saying that the Ein HaHol Achmanya is to bring us to mention Yerushalayim Arishim Choseinu. According to this, we're asking Hashanah Baba Nechayin, Hashanah Baba Adi Yisrael. But Emes, the ganze Haggadah, what we're saying now, Mitzchei Avid Vodzah Ahoy Aviseinu, is this Indian of Golus HaNefesh, is this Indian of the Golus that they lost in Mitzrayim, this inyan of Emunah B'Hashem, Chas Hashem serving away the Zara. Perhaps now that we don't serve away the Zara anymore, but upon him, the inyan of Bitochen and Emunah B'Din Rebbeinu Shlem, to live with Rebbeinu Shlem constantly, is something which is Golus Yehudah Me'oini, perhaps, is still Negei in our Golus. And we begin the Haggadah, Ha'olach Manya L'Echol Avosan Ba'ad Mitzrayim, we start in the night of Pesach, with the giving of Emunah B'Tochen to our children, to live with Emunah B'Tochen Rebbeinu Shlem. And we're asking the Rebbeinu Shleim, Lashon Abba Ba'ardi Yisrael, Lashon Abba B'nei Chayrim, we're asking to be redeemed, as the Chasam Sefer says, not just serve the Rebbeinu Shleim Mitei Chechich, even the Avoida we do, perhaps in Golas, but it's an Avoida Mitei Chechich, it's not, perhaps not the Madrig of Avoida Mitei Chirotzen. And we're starting off at this point, and the whole Tachlis is, we're trying to be Mekam Lechem Oini, we're trying to become Mitzah Laila, we're trying to become Tzedoka, and Kol Dich Meyesa V'yechel, we ask the Rebbeinu Shleim, Lashon Abba Ba'ardi Yisrael, Lashon Abba B'nei Chayrim. I'd like to finish off with a vault. I couldn't find it anywhere in the Chasam Sofer itself. Chasam Sofer says, Hashem Azach. He says, we find in the Bais HaMikdash, we find the inyan of Mir Tamachzik HaSamaruba. We find Eimdim Tzfufim U'Mishnachim U'Mirvochim. We find the Bais HaMikdash mission always says, they stood Tzfufim squashed together. When they came to Mishnachavim, they came to bowing, they were revochim, was enough place. We find the mission, obviously another mission, Sha'olim. The person never felt it was eng, it was tight for him, the place of resting in Yerushalayim. This mission was always the Indian, the Geula, there was always the Indian of Ravchas. The Chasam Sofer himself, Yadua, says he himself saw in his Bais HaMedrash, one of these Nisim, that there was Tzfufim Mishnachim Revochim. I heard from somebody that there was a time when Rebbe came, the Chasam Sofer Shver came to speak in the Chasam Sofer's Bais HaMedrash, was a packed oil in the Holy Shiva, and the whole town came, and somehow there was enough room for everybody there. Chasam Sofer said he himself witnessed this concept, this phenomena of Emdut Sfufim, and Mishtachim Revochim, this inyan of Mir Tamachzik HaSamaruba. And because we see a Mokim Kodesh, it seems to be Lamala Min HaMokim. It can contain many, much more than the physical dimensions of the place. You can imagine the place, but the Maaseh comes to a Mokim Kodesh, says Chasam Sofer, Zeh HaShein HaPshat. Where we have a place for all this dichbin, yesev yechel, if you have a big house, you're writing every dichbin, every ditzich, yesev yivsech, we do a platz for them. So he said, every mokim, which is makadosh the mokim, can makadosh the mokim previously, the Yiddish house can get kedushas beis hamikdash. And kedushas beis hamikdash, that you can be zeichet to have a musuk, or miyat tamachse kesamaruba. Zog the Mamele, says, yeah, he has the kashtai differently. He says, you haven't started the Haggadah yet. You say, Holach, when you're the Chol HaVasana Ba'ad HaMitzrayim, you start a little bit off. And then you go straight away, and you start inviting guests. He says, I invite the guests first. You say one ket, Holach, Manya. And then you go and say, Kodich, Manya, Zvi'echem. He's Hoggul for Tim. Makadosh, a place, says, all he needs is a shtickle shvach, a shtickle leib, a shtickle praise for the Rebbeinu Shtoylam. So we start with Holach, Manya, the Chol HaVasana Ba'ad HaMitzrayim. And it's one sentence of shvach, one sentence of praise. Already, if there's one sense of praise in your house, you can be zeicher for me at Tamachzik Samaruba, Kol Dichman Yesev Yechel, Kol Ditzak Yesev Yivsech. You'll be able to be zeicher, to be able to invite, Kol Dichman and Kol Ditzvi Hal. The Rebbeinu Shem's helping Taka, and so zeicher zayin, on Seder B'nach, Tashon Abom Adi Yisrael, Hashem Abom Adi Yisrael, to the brochas of Kol Dichman Yesev Yechel, Kol Ditzak Yesev Yivsech, for me at Tamachzik Samaruba, which be zeicher, and for me at Hashem, to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, from Heira, but it's a me at Tamachzik Samaruba, and we're in all the Sadam, Shalami, to finish the Tzor, Sikta Yisrael, and be zeicher, and Shem Tilisye, and Nisan Nigelu, and Nisan Asidim, and Girl, and Heira, and Yomich. Amen.